Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 35. The Domino Effect of Spiritual Maturity. Millions of Christians have read or heard the statement on the timing of the second coming of Christ. Jesus came on time the first time, and we can be sure he will come on time the second time. Embedded herein is the Calvinistic idea of predeterminism. The Father's infinite foreknowledge is thus confused with a supposed ironclad decision on his part to send Jesus the second time at a fixed point in time, regardless of his people's preparation or lack of it. In contrast, Scripture says the time of the second coming depends on the spiritual maturity of his corporate body on earth, his true church. Just before his second coming, it is said to keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus, no idle or superficial designation. There is a kind of domino effect in a development of spiritual maturity. 1. The marriage of the Lamb comes not at some predetermined triggered mechanism of celestial time, but when his wife has made herself ready. 2. That, when is a harvest of spiritual maturity becoming ripe? 3. Christ cannot dare come before the harvest of the earth is ripe, for it would mean his beloved people would be destroyed. 4. This in turn means that the church of the Laodiceans must first repent of pathetic assumptions of being rich, wealthy, and have need of nothing, and receive the true message of righteousness and justification by faith. 5. Such an experience of spiritual maturity in turn depends on the angel of the church receiving what the true witness has long been more than willing to bestow, for the angels of the seven churches are in each instance their human leadership. Throughout 6,000 years of human history, leadership remains crucial, for the church seems unable to rise above it. 6. This development in turn depends on the reception of the final outpouring of the latter rain of the Holy Spirit, a gift that heaven has long been ready to bestow but which the angel of the church of the Laodiceans has apparently been unwilling to receive. We cannot blame God for being slow to act. 7. This spiritual experience in turn is needed before the earth-enlightening message of Revelation, chapter 18, verses 1-4, can come. Many assume that because the first coming of Christ was at a pinpoint prophetic date, so the second will occur at such a predetermined point of time. As the stars in their appointed courses know no haste and no delay, so the first coming was indeed on time. But the second coming is different. He will come when his true people really want him to come. That will require some growing up. A flower girl at the wedding is innocent, but she is not ready to be a bride.